SRN News, I'm John Scott. The cardinals of the Catholic Church have elected a successor to the late Pope Francis. Earlier, correspondent Karen Chamas filed this report.
The conclave opened on Wednesday afternoon, but a first round of voting resulted in black smoke billowing from the Sistine Chapel.
Crowds gathering in St. Peter's Square cheered as the white smoke appeared shortly after noon Eastern Time, indicating that at least 89 votes of the 133 cardinals have agreed upon a new pope, whose name will be announced shortly. At that ceremony, a top cardinal will proclaim Habemus Papam, Latin for "we have a pope." The cardinal will then read the newly elected pope's birth name in Latin and reveals the name he has chosen to be called. The new pope is then expected to make his first public appearance and impart a blessing from the same location, typically a balcony at the papal residence. The United States and Britain have agreed on an important trade deal as announced by President Trump.
The final details are being written up in the coming weeks. We'll have it all very conclusive, but the actual deal is a very conclusive one. We think just about everything's been approved. So good for both countries, and we'll also receive new market access for American chemicals, machinery, and many other industrial products that weren't allowed.
The president said the agreement would lead to more beef and ethanol exports to the UK, which would also streamline the processing of U.S. goods through customs. Europe marking one of the most joyous days in history, the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. Hitler's Nazi Germany had finally surrendered on May 8, 1945, after a half decade of invading other European countries. On Wall Street, the Dow had 595 points and the NASDAQ composite up 326. This is SRN News. What has a spirit?
That's the topic of a new global poll released by the Pew Research Center, and it finds that a majority of people in most countries believe that animals have a spirit. Here in the U.S., 57% think so. But what about a tree or a mountain? Most people in most countries also say yes to that, including 48% of Americans. The Pew survey also reveals that older folks are a lot less likely than the young to believe that animals or other things have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian missionaries need help in Africa. Josh Rivers of the International Mission Board tells Baptist Press large swaths of the continent have yet to hear the gospel. Rivers says Senegal is less evangelical than Iran. While there are places where the gospel has taken root, there are many more where it is not being proclaimed. That's where we need believers to go. Much of Africa is Muslim. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a verdict in the trial of three former Memphis, Tennessee officers charged in the fatal beating of a man who fled a traffic stop.
Three former Memphis, Tennessee officers have been acquitted of state charges in the 2023 fatal beating of Tyree Nichols. The officers were also acquitted of aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, and related offenses. Nichols fled the scene after being yanked out of his car, pepper sprayed, and hit with a taser. Five officers caught up with him and punched, kicked, and beat him with a police baton. Nichols died 3 days later. Two officers agreed to plead guilty to state charges. They and the three officers acquitted of state offenses still face sentencing in federal court. I'm Donna Warder.
House Republicans adding a provision to their sweeping tax cut package. It would authorize the sale of hundreds of thousands of acres of public lands in Nevada and Utah. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.